What?
The station's full of aliens. And I'm sick to my stomach. Look at this thing. A fetus.
They've changed the way the Borgs are set up. Yes, my friends, but we will persevere because this is the hour of slack on which we can only but seek to find that which will play our tapes.
Smith, radio operator. I'm going to bring you a piece of that green cheese for sure.
No trouble. Get set, lift going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble.
Oh, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, dear friends, this is Hour of Slack number 1021, except that it's really a rerun of, get this, Hour of Slack number 3. Yes, the third show ever done, and it was done 20 years ago this month in early November 1985. And it was done at the once good Dallas station, KNON, the day after a big subgenius devival at a bar called the Twilight Room. It was a Halloween devival, which we called the Scary Ball, that starred Doctors for Bob and Brother Cleve Duncan and all sorts of guests from out of town, some of whom were in the studio for this third Hour of Slack. Including the baby Gary Gabrogfran from the Puzzling Evidence show, the baby Dr. G. Gordon Gordon in from Dobbstown 3 in Brazil, and the baby Dr. Onan Canobot, all of them in the studio, and we had really good tapes of Doctors for Bob live in concert the night before. And you'll hear yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, as a baby, and all hoarse from preaching and confused at being a DJ at the mixing board, because it was only my third time. I was 32, an infant. Still, friends, it proves the rock-steady historical bedrock of Slack itself, as evidenced by this ancient show, and then 20 years later, this great music behind me, which I'm playing right now, which is from the new album by the Flying Ryan Brothers, called Blue Marble. Incredible instrumental dual guitar music by these the Flying Ryan Brothers. Friends, you can get more information about that from Ryanetics.com. Yes, sort of like the Dianetics, but it's the Ryan Brothers. R-Y-A-N, Ryanetics.com. Yes, and so prepare yourself to go back in time 20 years to Hour of Slack number 3.
Welcome, potential initiates, and remain with us for the next 30 minutes.
Bob? Bob?
The message is now part of and registered in your subconscious mind. Every time you say, see, hear, or think.
What about Slack?
That's your key phrase. It will trigger the entire message without your being aware of it.
Welcome to the Subgenius Radio Ministry, Hour of Slack, sponsored by the Church of the Subgenius. This is Reverend Ivan Stang, sacred scribe of the First Orthodox Megafist Temple Lodge of the Church of the Subgenius, with Pastor Buck Naked of the First Naked Church of the Subgenius. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station. Before the sermon, a message concerning Bob Dobbs, living avatar of Slack, and saint of sailors on planet.
Are we controlled by secret forces?
Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke? Do people think you're strange? Then you may be on the right track.
Are you abnormal?
Then you are probably better than most people.
Yes, your kind shall triumph.
Now, at last, the step-by-step process is revealed. This is it, the only fate that promises action, thrills, success in sex and business.
Bring your weirdest dreams to rampaging life.
Stand direct for your own abnormality.
Bob is a way of life to millions, yet half of them don't even know. He's the one true living Slack master with the spiritual know-how to help you bash through the locked doorway to financial heaven. He is the one real shortcut to Slack.
Now, see another dimension on your TV. Yes, fear the stamp fist of removal no longer. Become physically attractive overnight. Attain status, luck, prosperity by blowing them off.
Bob's promise is to widen the scope and nature of abnormal behavior, to explore new ways of going over the edge and coming right back.
Plus, to bring back those who couldn't make it on their own, to help you create the highest possible earnings from the psychodynamics of abnormality, to turn conspiracy implanted personality disorders around
and channel them into an illusion of creativity that will fool normals and get you sex.
Yes, dear friends. Yes, it's the hour of Slack. Welcome once again. And yes, after the usual slow takeoff, it's hard to get these shows off the ground, especially when you're at the very end of your so-called rope. And indeed we are, folks, because if any of you were at the amazing Subgenius Masquerade Scary Ball last night at the Twilight
Room.
More
rope in here. We can't get the show off the ground.
Yes. You can use chewing gum and stuff. That's the way this station is held together. And, this station is on KNON 99.9 FM in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington.
Put one right in this body shrimp.
Now, who are you? Wait a minute. There was only supposed to be one person on the show, and all of a sudden we've got shows from San Francisco and Brazil and Tennessee and have walked in to the Radio Tabernacle here in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yes,
dear friends.
Reach for those checkbooks.
Reach for those checkbooks. But you can't write that check to the Subgenius Foundation because we can't pray for money over the air with this FCC license. But we can pray for you to send money to
this station.
But we can ask you to bring all those things down to the stations now.
More of those things.
The things that you keep in your drawers. That's right. Those little things that you don't want the dice.
You're not supposed
to
talk about drawers on this radio station.
Okay,
Dr. Robrogue fan.
Keeping the bloomers. Bring those things.
Yeah, bloomers. That's it. Okay. Yes, bring those things, ladies and gentlemen.
And your parents. Tell your parents to listen right now, because this is going to be the most offensive piece of radio you've ever heard in Dallas, Texas.
Let's try. We'll try. Let's put it that way. Strangely enough, somehow this show has ended up with a number of Subgenius celebrity guests. That's right, Dr. Gary Gabrogue Franz, star of the amazing Subgenius show in Berkeley, California, which you will be hearing
on and off in
a most confusing manner. As we slowly fade in. Oh wait, what the callers? Are there? We finally got callers here. Thanks, folks.
Poor girl, she's in that bubbling vat of jokes.
We're gonna throw a tarp over it and protect it from the
elements. Yeah, we may throw a tarp over it, but that's all we'll cover it.
This young lady has the jokes
all day.
She's soaking in the jokes.
But if you come down to the station right now, we'll cover you up with something soft and warm too.
We're gonna have to reverse the charges.
This is a tarpaulin that's been soaked.
You're already covered. Well,
yeah, good. She has one.
Actually, you know, a lot of depilatories can help in the.
She was covered pretty well, but
they're covered by the horrible fur that's the KPFA. Each of their customers.
My screen
don't yell, it's the only phone you have.
My screen's dark.
Well,
Okay, there we go.
What's happening to my picture?
That's very broad.
I don't know.
You
could have
been talking to that last caller.
I wish I could go to sleep and forget about it all myself, but...
Listen, caller, okay, are you
give
getting...
All these guys are dreams in my head. There's a storm in here. I'm getting cold.
I don't like it. I'm in the dark.
I do like it. I want to go home.
The ridges, you can feel
this
the
is the most miserable thing I've ever seen. It's joyous.
I can't even see Mobius Rex now.
Everybody's laughing a little bit.
We're having some more serious technical difficulties here on the show. We seem to be colliding with shows from other states.
So hard. We got to drag this show out into the big part of the auditorium.
No. It's illegal to get the show out on the street in Dallas.
You're
Buck
kidding.
And I were almost arrested last week for driving this show
so
up and down
hard.
Central.
It's so hard. What is the story with this station? At least they could give us air in here.
Well, it may not be entirely their problem, Dr. Gabrofran.
Yes.
It may be the fact that we've also got subgeniuses in this room from as far away as, yes, Brazil. The incredible and rather disgusting Brazilian clench has been represented. See, when we do a show at the Twilight Room, people in Dallas, they don't always make it, but... People from Knoxville, Tennessee, Santa Barbara, Brazil of South America. Here, so we got the Dr. G. Gordon Gordon, mercenary of Slack, from the Dobbstown 2 plantation and zombie skull farm in Brazil. Welcome, Dr. G. Gordon Gordon.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
he's by
you.
Far
thank
got the classiest
thank
accent
thank
of
you. Thank
any
you.
Subgenius.
Thank you.
And you see, these creatures that have entered this station are actually fallout from the incredible devival. And it was a devival last night. It was.
I feel thoroughly devived, Gary.
Yes. I feel like I could just use a bit more of that liquid slack. I'll pass another cup over here.
Here's a half pound tub of slack.
Yeah, for those of you who were at the show last night at the Twilight Room and couldn't hear it, we do have the amazing tapes that were recorded there. So we'll be cutting.
That's what we're here for, people giving us things. And we want people to bring those things down to the station.
Yeah, this is a
we're asking for giving us everything.
We want forgiveness from you and for us. And hate from you for the conspiracy.
That's right.
The conspiracy that makes you not understand what we're talking about. Because if it weren't for them, why, it'd be nothing on the air in Dallas except subgenius shows. And you may groan to think such a nightmarish thought, but actually the... we've decided, hey, listen to them. Even the subgenius doctors themselves in terrible pain.
We're near death here, and believe me, we can't just ask you to walk out and kill normals. We can't ask you to do that kind of thing on this station. We can't ask you to do what would be the rightful work of Dobbs.
No, because it's against the
it's
law.
It's against the law for us to do those things.
Gary, would you get the show off Reverend Onan's foot? I think it's hurt him.
Oh, man. The show. I don't want to touch that show. You know what happened last time I stuck my finger in the show?
Well, friends, we don't want to be talking about that. There's just something wrong. But... we do also have Dr. Onan Canobite of the amazing subgenius band, Dr. Onan's Wotan Band, as well as the famous occupant.
Yes.
Yeah, there? Yes, you can hear.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Dr. Onan is only a tape recording, and yet at the same time, see, we've got a crowded show tonight. We have over 100 guests.
Over 10,000.
And too many listeners. I don't think that we can cram the show into that many radios.
Yes,
I don't think it'll...
line up and keep it quiet here. It's
going to thin out.
Right.
If we try to reach too many listeners, it'll just dilute it.
Now, a subgenius church can be a franchise in your own area, and it's also called a church jargon is called a clench. It's called a clench. Now, Onan was the one who figured out, who started his own solo clench, and it schismed all over itself, so tell us about that. That's what you're most famous for in town. I want you to know that.
I see. Yes, the solos, the Stark Fist acting upon a solo clench, resulting in ultimate schism.
And friends, you know, most of these religions, they indulge in tremendous infighting between denominations. We encourage infighting between denominations. No two subgenius denominations should ever dominate one another, especially not if they're the same. And if any two subgeniuses are the same, one must die.
That's true, it's different.
You know, I
was
going to
ask Dr. Onan, were you the one that had the first church in the round, the circumschism?
No, that was just hearsay, just rumor.
It's Reverend Hearsay. Yes,
Reverend Hearsay. These are the kind of things that we can't say on a radio station, KPFA in Berkeley, California. These are the kind of guests that we can't have on our station.
Yes, but KNON is a non-station, you see, and because of that, we can get away with things that they would never suspect anyone of. Especially not us. But we've got to... see, the problem is...
Multi-track recordings.
We have so many great tapes that we can play for you, all by subgeniuses.
Yes.
And you would think, no, I don't want to hear a bunch of amateur garage bands, but you see, music by subgeniuses could include, and let me name drop, boys, let me name drop, music by subgeniuses could include George Clinton, Devo, Ernest Tubbs, and even Dr. Onan Cannabite, who is here and whose tape we are about to play now. You can buy this tape, friends, from the Subgenius Foundation, but it's against the law for us to tell you that. So
we didn't tell you.
Turn off your tape recorders and indulge in a little. And after Dr. Onan's, I think we'll be flipping Wellman's out and going into the next little Wellman of the revival, the Scary Ball revival last night. Thank you, dear friends. Yes. Actually occupant, and they're a panting bunch. Now hold it. Now, what was that?
Clowns and ballerinas here
and there.
Clowns and ballerinas everywhere.
Oh, no, that's not Tevez.
That was mean. Why'd you do that to that little girl?
You've got to get the babies out of this room. It's hard to find a place to sit or walk.
You guys act like a bunch of babies. What are you doing on the air?
A bunch of stinky little subgenius rats. Yeah. Well, what about Rue Mouse? And what about?
Well, we're not. It's also illegal to talk about California deities in Texas, Dr. Gabrogue. Friend, there's only room for so many religions in this corporate state.
What happened to ecumenialism? Whatever happened? I mean, how come we got California deities and Texas deities?
Is this the state church? What is the problem here?
Yeah,
exactly. What?
I can't worship Bohondas in the radio station of my
All hail Rue Mouse and Bohondas. And we shouldn't be peeking out the meter so badly.
Yeah, but what about Bob? What about Slack and what about the conspiracy?
Well, what about them?
Yeah.
The conspiracy.
The conspiracy,
the conspiracy has given me so much more than Bob ever gave to me.
Yeah, it's true. The conspiracy does pay better than Bob Dobbs or, for that matter, almost any other religious savior. But the conspiracy isn't quite as much fun.
Hey,
and we had a...
Did you get the check in the mail?
Yeah, I got the check.
You see what I mean, folks?
Don't tell Stang.
Came down and said the check's in the mail, and I haven't heard from him since.
You guys are going to have to talk to doctors for Bob about that.
Hey, where's my...
Okay. Well, folks, for those of you who weren't at the Scary Ball last night, that's too bad. But for those who were and still couldn't hear it, because of the strange acoustics that go with rock and roll performances, we are bringing in some beautiful lilting melodies from Doctors for Bob, most of whom could not be here tonight. Some of them are lost in the station, and we're digging through these boxes of cassettes.
Oh, God, you stepped on Buck.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, poor
Buck. It's okay,
Buck.
Get up. You'll be all right.
Okay, well, the Twilight Room, we'll just go ahead
that's
and play
right.
this lovely...
Just remember,
if
you'd been there last night, you'd be changed now.
But we're going to start off with a religious gospel hymn from Doctors for Bob called You Can't, and that is Can't Hide from God. Because he's meaner than me.
You can't hide from God, 'cause it's bigger than the whole universe. Help me, somebody. You cannot hide from God, 'cause he's bigger than all reality. Help me, somebody. You cannot hide from God. We'll be right back. need some help, but I ain't a quitter.
Oh, ho, ho, a lovely hymn, yes, indeedy. Amen. Well, we got so much stuff we could play here. It's just,
it's pathetic
stuff. That's a problem.
What happened? There's 112 more guests lined up outside.
That's right. Yeah. We've got people waiting outside the station. Been waiting outside for 3 days just to
get on this show.
Just the 2 minutes that they want to say hi, Mom, or hi, Bob, or
hello, Kitty.
Yeah, they think Bob might be.
Hi, girls.
Yeah, we'll have to. Buck says we have to do that on. Old Buck's such a stickler for FCC details. Go ahead.
You would
sue
be
us.
Too if you had the problems with this station.
That's true. That's true. There's demons attacking this.
Right. That's right.
And there are.
Let me tell them about that demon, okay?
Okay. Demon. Just refer to it as a demon just in case.
I hate that old demon. That demon, he got to my mistress and left her in the back of my Mark IV Continental with 8 sleeping pills in her and the motor running. And I hate that old demon. That demon, I went to the store to buy shoes for the children and come back and I go into a trance and a fog comes over my mind and when I woke, the shoes was in the back of the, it was gone from the back of the car and there was just 3 empty liquor bottles back there and I hate that old demon.
Funny. You know, you shouldn't have married that demon, Buck, if that's the case.
Yeah. Shouldn't have hired that demon, Buck.
Yeah, shouldn't be paying taxes to that demon. You shouldn't have gotten him. You shouldn't have just signed that contract with that demon.
If the laws in this county were any better, you wouldn't even ever had to bear that demon.
Okay, but by the way,
filled out that job application for that demon,
you
Buck.
You signed up for that
beautiful little
okay, Buck.
Well, it ain't straight up yet.
It ain't straight up yet. Oh, well, just a moment. We'll
worry, Buck. They got pills for that.
That's right. It'll be soon.
No, we gotta wait to tell you where we are until it's straight up.
Yeah, and you can help, friends, if you can just stimulate your radio enough.
That's right. Put your hand on that radio and rub.
Lay your hands on the radio.
If you turn on
the healing power come through.
That's right. You can feel the power of your radio warming your hand up.
Okay,
and
close enough. You got
Wait a minute. But
we're playing it.
We're still scared,
and we're still doing a show. Okay?
It's scary in here. There's something weird going on in this station.
Wait,
the show is going on.
Hey man, there's something wrong with the wiring on this show and the wiring.
What did you say, Bob?
I said, good Lord, what's to lose? A little time? Hurt your ego a little bit, baby? You probably got time you're wasting on Mickey Mouse stuff now, so that's no big deal. So why not? Why not make a new beginning in your life and see what'll happen? I don't know. You don't know. And you will never know. You have signed the application. You do have the kit. None of those things are important. But there is a point in your life when you've got to just stop talking about it. And when you've got to stop worrying about what your friends and neighbors and relatives and uncles and aunts and sisters and brothers and everybody else is going to say about it. Because nobody else is going to pay your bills for you. Why not? You don't know. Just maybe. You could have one of the biggest. I don't know. But even more important, you don't know. And you will never know. And you will never know. Just maybe. You're in for a new and exciting experience. You have signed the application.
Well, have you got your pipe through the mail? Or are you going to write in and get your pipe?
I'm still waiting for the cast.
The cast? Well, the cast is all here, unfortunately.
Yeah, they'll be outside your house to sing a song about 8 o'clock this morning.
Actually, we're expecting Vic Morrow, too.
Yeah, he's going to be starring in all the body parts. Oh, we dropped
it. I just want to know, you guys had a lot of very informative tonight, but I want to know what planet are we on?
Oh, me too.
We aren't planning this. This is...
Oh, it's all planned. Bob, look, go ahead and admit. See, look, look.
A conspiracy.
Look, I'm on page 16. It says, lady calls, talks about chili. I mean, all this stuff is... You can't fool these people.
I'm tired of this script. Let's go to this script here.
No, look, do my script. My stuff's really funny. Hey,
prepare for the econocataclysm by hoarding food, gold, guns, ammo, and gas. Load up on survival techniques and learn how to kill. Of course, you don't want to kill a subgenius believer, but...
God's judgment is going to come and fall again upon a godless, Christ-rejecting, blasphemous society.
Well, if this sounds paranoid, you're right. But I think I have good reason to be paranoid. It's a strange world out there.
Kind of, this is what life is like at a bottom line level, you know, and I'm not going to make you cut through a lot of other stuff to get through it. Here's what it is. There's no gimmick about that. It's straightforward. It's strong, and it's elemental.
Yeah, heavy stuff. Witchcraft. Voodoo. Devil worship. A wild, gnawing, animal hunger will grow in you.
His number is 600 3 score.
That phone number is 306 score and 666. Don't worry, you guys.
No, there's nothing here.
Then we can make the plans now.
No, it's no problem.
No, don't reveal the plans. Oh, but
we can't talk about any of this stuff. We can't talk about Bohannes or Rumaus or Kitty.
No, don't, please, don't talk about any of this. Because those confuse people.
Bohannes was walking through Tokyo. Bohannes is the friend of all the little children.
And what about Volvo?
Yes, friends, Halloween is getting closer and closer, and it is going to be very scary here in the subgenius world. Stand up, even out there in the world of reality, yes.
Stand up on your... Everybody wants to have three legs.
You can trust me. I can't take it.
You can't wash soap. What you gonna do, cut that bar of soap in half and rub it against itself? Soap is the cleanest thing known to man.
You can't wash this show out of your ears either.
Yeah.
You tried scrubbing it out, and you tried rubbing it out, you tried scouring it out, but this is the show that stinks.
You go listen to 6 hours of Beethoven right now, and I can guarantee you, you'll still hear this show tomorrow morning.
That's right. That's the thing about these subgenius shows is you can turn off your radio, you can stop your car, you can run away from it, but you keep hearing it, lay in bed at night, close your eyes.
You can even cut the cables to your power supply and you still get the show.
Ooh, it's a scary show at times.
It's in my ear, it's in my ear.
No, that's not the show. That's one of those creatures.
That's right, Dr. Jewell. That was that thing that was growing on you earlier today.
Oh, no, it's in my ear now?
It's in your ear.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to change shirts as well as shorts. This is awful.
Well, doctors, what do you think? I've got a whole stack of Whelm in here, and we've got everything from more of last night's Twilight Room to some more sick music by healthy subgenii and vice versa.
Let's vote. Call into the station right now and vote.
That's right. Even though we can't take your calls on the air,
you can still answer the phone.
You can still call this station.
That's right.
We're not
vote. You can vote.
Pastor Naked will take your calls
by your own personal biorhythms.
Calculate your vote.
Even if we give you your own phone number over the air.
Yeah. What is your phone number, by the way? And we'll call you.
That's right.
Go ahead and call us,
because we can't remember our phone number over here.
You want the phone number?
Yeah. What is the phone number?
Okay, to call us here, Subgenius calls it. What on earth? Do it now, or you might forget.
Boy, that's Buck does that so nicely.
He does. That's right, Buck. Can you come out to California and say a station ID for us?
Cool.
Buck underwent four operations to get his vocal cords to be able to do that.
But he still hasn't been Whelmanized. Well, let's do that to him after the show.
And I'll form the head.
The head. What about the head?
What about the scary poster
of
Bob's
head.
Thing?
Yes. That evil
There's
head.
No sign of Whelman.
There's no sign of Whelman.
We're just landloading here and hoping that we can get in touch with
Whelman's
you.
Gone.
That
yeah, Whelman's gone.
Psychic,
but if we can just get the head inside that lead-lined vault, we'll be okay. Friends,
isotope.
Beware that head.
Safe.
Hey, I left a little Whelman at home, but he won't.
The bleeding head of Arnold Palmer rose slowly above the trap between the third and fourth greens down at Onion Creek Country Club and Golf Course. Thumping slowly like an over-enlarged fig, the bleeding head slowly rose at a gentle angle above the green, dripping blood. It hovered briefly over the sand trap, and then slowly ascended towards the constellation of Orion at an angle of about 44.325 degrees, like a shot off a shovel. There was no doubt that it was the head of Arnold Palmer. That moon-faced smile was unforgettable. The population of Southeast Austin went wild. They tore off their clothes, danced in the streets, and said, "The bloody head has come. The time is here. Take off your clothes and be somebody." The bloody head of Arnold Palmer was above such things. The bloody head of Arnold Palmer rose gently, buffeting itself slightly as it passed among some ancient pecan trees, and slowly, still ever moving upwards, it wobbled slightly, spraying a small glissando of blood, so to speak, on the people below it, healing two old ladies and giving an old man a substantial gland rebuild. At 14 minutes after 9, the bleeding head was sighted on the forward control radar access plant at Torgstrom Air Force Base. Three interceptors were scrambled, one of which crashed on takeoff. They could find nothing. Radar was still tracking the head. The bloody head moved north, rocketed over Dallas and Fort Worth. The radar at Caswell Air Force Base gave subsequent indications that something large and wet was moving north-northeast while ascending still upwards towards the constellation of Orion. The bloody head moved on. 14 ex-virgins were rejuvenated in Lubbock as the head passed through.
Out of each other's marsupial pockets, boys. What?
That's right.
Oh, these tapes just go right out, don't they? Whoa, yes,
well,
yes,
well,
yes.
Well, it's trouble friend. If you don't raise those tapes properly. They'll just go out on you and come in at all hours.
The prodigal tape returns. Tapes. Yeah, they you raise them no matter how much trouble you go to raise these tapes right, they go awry.
You rub magnets on the back of them.
Yeah, and they still go out.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a miracle.
What's happening?
I don't know. I think the show just died.
This is Saturday. Are we in Little Rock?
No. We were in Little Rock on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to be in San Francisco.
We're
going to
be in L.A. next month.
As the Subgenius World Revival Crusade continues, next cities are my hometown of San Francisco. I know there's a lot of people that are afraid to know there's a person from San Francisco in town because you think you might
catch something.
You're yeah. from San Francisco?
I'm from San Francisco.
Hey, get out of here, you guys. Run.
But I want to tell you, liberalism is not contagious, folks.
Unfortunately.
Stupidity
praise
might be.
Dobbs.
Have some more pills, Gary. Here, a whole bucket.
Yep, we got the famous bucket of pills here. We didn't bring the bucket of pills to the scary ball at last night because
only 3,000 or 4,000 showed up.
Yeah, there weren't enough people to
group like
they
that.
Were
yeah.
in two layers deep.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that expression, you're a really great audience before, but yeah. but why lie?
Yeah. Exactly, really. Yes, at the Twilight Room, folks, you'll find at least 50% of the people, although it is a wonderful club and they do let us go in there and hurt the audience. Half of those people spend $30 on haircuts that are supposed to illustrate that they don't care how they look. And but it's very important to them that they are seen looking at bands with a critical expression on their face.
Seeing and a $30 haircut.
And a $30 haircut. That's seeing right. as how they're too, well, let's just to put it politely, cool to be actually up there on a stage attempting to injure the audience themselves.
Or make a well, fool know, of themselves by problem, dancing and responding
Who
to
called
music.
Doctors for Bob a band in the first place?
Yeah, an act. Yeah, they dared an call act. It. John an Anders act. Called Doctors for Bob an act. Act. Well, if Doctors for Bob is an act, then that woman who came home bleeding to death from losing her legs last night deserves an Academy Award. Copyright 1985, Jane or Harper Lee. Well, we're going to return to that lovely, lovely experience.
My legs are on fire. Yes. Studio. On fire.
Yes, we'll be returning to the Twilight Room right about now. Yes.
We feel like there needs to be an explanation for our very existence, so we got a little piece here that's called The Explanation for that very reason.
Before we go on. Quote, version, unquote. I'd just like to take this opportunity to state briefly and for the record that my fellow Doctors for Bob and myself are members in good standing of a church. But not just any church, for the church to which we belong just happens to be, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the world's only bogus true religion. Of course, I am referring to the Church of the Subgenius. Subgenion, as it were, of what are referred to as short-duration personal savior, sports hors d'oeuvre sash. Now, as in any other major world religion, the Church of the Subgenius has certain inalienable tenets, certain basic precepts around which a life philosophy can be formed, the most important of which are too much is always better.
Your soul's already hocked up to its neck.
Church.
Jehovah 7, Jehovah 12.
Guy, that's going to cost you another soul.
Here's three more souls. Give me a double smudge fucker of that air.
Here at the station, we don't have to worry about it. We've got the souls of the listeners.
Yeah.
The
way. Oh, you listeners out there, I'm sorry to have to tell you this so late, but after listening to a Subgenius show for more than 43 minutes, we can put a lock on that soul. Yes, smell. And, you know, we use your souls to generate new church air for we, the famous Subgenius preachers.
That's right. While you're at work, Sydney, while you're at work, we're here spending your money and breathing your air.
15,000 at least.
That's right.
And that 1 red cent for entropy.
Intergalactic tape splicing you're listening to. There's another one done by Dr. Onan's one man band, and we're so pleased to have Dr. Two Thing Band.
Yeah,
you wish they were men.
Wait a minute.
You wish they were.
One band doesn't know what the other's doing.
Yep. Well, it's like last week when Buck and I were driving the show around, we just about collided with one of the other stations here in Dallas. One of the other shows, they get out and on the freeway.
And then you get the collar stuck all over the windshield when you're going
to. You have to clean the collars off the grill.
Yeah. That's right. And Norm's show is coming up next.
They plug up the radiator really badly.
The Subgenius should stay tuned for Norm's show if they possibly can, because he is a collar killer too. And I know that you listeners out there love the abuse that comes.
Before they reproduce.
Kill the collar.
nuke them and love them. Ah, yes.
But what does Krieger think about all this?
Yeah, and who is Krieger, and why do these guys keep talking about stuff like that?
Let's launch Krieger.
Good morning, yeah, let's talk about
good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Welcome to Berkeley, Iceland on the radio.
All right.
Okay, we're listening to one of the other things. There we go, a caller.
I thought you had the scary car.
See your driver's license.
Something a little tiny.
He became saddened by the...
We're able to get callers where no one else can.
No.
No.
I see.
Say no.
Get out of the car.
You're going to have to sharpen your voice if you want to cut through this stuff.
Now, never mind why. Just get out of the car.
Of Arkansas stove.
Take it easy there. Keep your hands above your head.
Spread them.
All right, turn around.
Filthy. You're just a little button.
A dirty button.
Very well, Mr. Dobbs.
Filthy button. Dirty.
This car is registered as a stolen vehicle.
Sit there. I don't need any. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak, huh?
For example, the Arabians learn Arabian. The Greeks
English
learn
tongue.
All their
yes, that's our fault.
Come
on, show me
a
screen.
Yeah.
This is what the British population. Keep on calling. Howls in elementary.
Boy, learner of lowers.
You are so. Did I?
Keep on calling.
See them down on the old stupid show.
Friends, that's the old stupid show you're listening to. That's one of those old stupid California shows. You know, they sneak in here. We're foolish enough to let Dr. Gabrogue Fran sneak his California-isms into this beautiful and native Texas show. Yes. Yes, remember the Alamo. Remember Bob Dobbs.
I can't wait to get home to go ride some waves.
I'm going smurfing, Gary. I'm gonna go
to a Smurf burning next week.
Come on, no smurfing safari. Well, folks, we've got a choice between playing. You know, it in some ways is less than an hour and more than a show here. As
I think
opposed
it's less
to,
than a show in less than an hour.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's like three quarters of a show in 45 minutes, basically, is what you're getting.
Yeah, yes. but that's good because that means we can go home and
we
go
can
to bed.
Crack the statues on
but
their own.
Yes. Doug, the people know that we're already home in bed. This is a tape time. We're not here.
Yeah, and my name isn't Doug either. So I think we come to an excellent.
Yes. The Ching Flings.
The Ching Flings.
Oh, no.
Let's throw one of those icy Chings and see how it melts and
there
see
it
what it tells us of our future. which anagram does it say? There, or hexagram or whatever they
it
call
says,
us. Milligrams.
Ice.
A milligram of your fortune, friends. Bad news tomorrow. It's Monday and you got to go to work.
But we don't.
Yeah. Well, yes. Speak for yourselves, boys.
Rich off the church.
We subgenius preachers never die, and we never stop working. It's a sad, sad...
Except when we
scary.
Spend all that money that those people send in for us.
That's right. Remember, your subscription money goes directly in this.
That's more money. Listen to that money burn.
Here,
listen to Dr. Gordon burn
the
contributions.
Here, Dr. Gabrogue Fran,
of those
like
who've been brave enough to send some
well,
money.
I got a ton of money here. Wait.
The subgenius church.
Wait a minute, these are Cruzeiros. These aren't dollars. I can't spend those here. They got the wrong dead president on them. Oh, there's a dead American president. They're a lot easier to spend.
Well, it seems like soon we'll have to go into our lovely, amazing sign-off music, which is, by the way, done by another famous subgenius, a couple of subgenius famous ministers, Reverend Mark Mothersbaugh and Reverend Byron Warner. Even others. Yes, and so we find our time is running out, and it's sad that we have only 1 hour for each broadcast, but, you know, it all balances out. One great religious evacuation. And I would recommend reading for Scriptures 16, 14, 17, 18, and you can write for information on how to order these wonderful, precious tapes. Get your pencils ready, and we'll be reading the address very soon here. We need that money for the Home for Slackless Children, and your contributions also keep those we hate starving to death. I command you to spill your gift seed pledge of 100 pounds of dollar bills on Dr. Gordon's lap, and this will buy molly clay and transformer toys for those poor children. Dogs will bless you for to see faith.
Amen.
Amen. And now the announcer will give our mailing address. That's the Church of the Subgenius. Write for information to P.O. Box
181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
www.subgenius.com.
Thank you, friends. This is Reverend Ivan Stang with Dr. Gary Gabrot, Fran, Pastor Buck Naked, Dr. Onan Cannabite, G. Gordon Gordon, and all the other nameless subgenius doctors. Subgenius minister, the great saint of subgeniosity, George Clinton. That's right.
Electronic bait. Man is nuclear fishing, and the fish on his line is bigger in his mind than the reality of the reel he has to reel it in. You shouldn't have bit, fish. They say the grace.
Lord, bless this fish.
Fish eggs on the brain.